True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm talking with Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter, and we have a couple of more bills, I think, that are interesting. Is there anything that's on that list tomorrow or Tuesday that you'd like to raise? I have a number of bills here, but what do you think is the hottest bill tomorrow or Tuesday?
Well, there's one bill that it's a big piece of legislation, and I think it's something that we desperately need. So it's actually the Help Not Harm Act. And what this bill is, it starts off in the Senate and then it comes to the House after they pass it. But what it is it says that youth are minor children under the age of 18 are basically prevented from getting hormone blockers, transition surgeries, things that are going to permanently impact their bodies. And so, and really what it amounts to is you can do all that stuff when you're 18, when you're an adult. But when you are a minor, that is not something that we believe is in the best interest of minor children's health. So we prohibit things like tanning beds until kids are 18. We prohibit, smoking, alcohol, all these things. And so it's interesting to me is that last year, the legislature, unfortunately, I missed the vote because, well, not really unfortunately for me, but my second child was born, so I was not there that day. But the legislature kicked a bill to the governor, and she signed it, which was increasing the smoking age from 18 to 21 because these individuals are not smart enough or old enough to make this mature of a decision about their health. But yet, we're going to allow an 11-year-old or a 12-year-old to do permanent surgeries to their bodies. That makes no sense. There's a logical fallacy there that just does not make sense. And so for us, this is something that we should enact. We should protect our minor children. Once they're an adult, hey, if you want to go, have various surgeries and change your body permanently, then that is your determination to do so. But otherwise, we're going to protect you.
It seems like you can't figure out what an adult is. 18 years old is not necessarily an adult for some things, but 11 years old is old enough for other things. It's crazy.
Yep,
hey, I'm just,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm curious. I love listening to the legislature on some of the streaming platforms, YouTube especially. Do you know when the House and Senate will take up some of these issues tomorrow or Tuesday?
Yeah, actually. So the House is going to begin our work tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and the Senate is actually going to start tomorrow at 8 a.m. So if you wanted to, you can go to the YouTube and type in Kansas Legislature around those times, and you'll be able to see the live feeds.
Very good. That's awesome. Well, I just want to say thank you for giving us an update today. I sure appreciate that.
Hey, Blake, let me ask you. I've got to ask. She's got trying to figure out Laura Kelly. Okay, we could spend hours on that particular topic, but do you have any idea what prompted her to veto the Chinese spot drone bill? I thought this one was pretty straightforward. when I saw that one, that was a head scratch. I mean, Dan and I talked last week about the police dog bill, which I thought was another stupid one for her to veto. And then she outdid herself and vetoed a bill on Chinese espionage. I don't get that.
Yeah, John, unfortunately, you're right. We could be here for a while trying to discern why decisions were made or not on some of these vetoes. Some make more sense than others for her politically, but this one doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. It was a phase out of these drones from our law enforcement and our state agencies that are DJI drones. These drones are actually being talked about right now in Washington, D.C. to outright ban them in the U.S. And the Department of Defense, the FCC, they've all weighed in on this particular drone manufacturer and said, don't do it. It's not good. We're prohibiting this for ourselves. So what makes no sense is why we would continue to support and allow for the Chinese Communist Party to basically gain an intel picture on what our emergency responses are. It just does not make any sense. And so I'm looking forward to hopefully overriding this one as well. It does start in the Senate, so they have to go first. If it fails to override there, then we won't get the opportunity to have that vote. But ultimately, this is something I think we should pass as well.
Well, Blake, wanted to say thank you again. I know if people want to connect with you online, they can find you at Carpenter for Kansas. That's forkansas.com. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Or Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter on Facebook.
Well, thank you again for your time this evening.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.